Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. The word today from Red Sox Nation is, say it ain't so, John. And we're talking about John Lester, the former Red Sox pitching ace who is now a Cub.
Oh, boy. Meanwhile, the New England Revolution lost a heartbreaker in the MLS Cup Finals again. So what comes next for the team?
Also, some holiday gifts just right for the sports fan in your life.
Joining us to talk more about those stories is the sports fan in our life, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Anthony.
So let's start off with the Red Sox and John Lester, and let's remind listeners about what happened. Last spring, the Red Sox had a chance to sign this superb pitcher. They offered him $70 million. He left to test the free agent market. Then the Red Sox decided they wanted to get in on the bidding. They lost. Lester signed a six-year deal worth $155 million. It's easy to say what I'm about to say, Bill, but I'm going to say it anyway. The Red Sox totally bungled this one.
Was that a question, Anthony?
Yeah.
My question is, do you agree with that statement?
It's easy. I agree with you that it's easy for you to say that because it's not your $155 million.
Hey, I've bought some tickets over the years.
Okay, it is your $100 million. And then you're right. Well, look at it this way. He's not Walter Johnson. He's not Sandy Koufax. He's won 116 games over nine seasons. However, he was 3-0 in the World Series for the Red Sox, and that means a great deal, I'm sure, to Red Sox fans. And, of course, he has that he came back from a very serious illness back in 2006, and that was a wonderful story, a great story that he was able to come back. So he had all that going for him, and I'm sure that a lot of Red Sox fans wish that he had returned to Boston. I'm not sure how much of a chance they really had to sign him. I'm not sure at what point John Lester decided he was going to test the free agent market. This is a particularly tough story for Sox fans, but it is the story of baseball in 2014 and of Major League Sports in 2014.
Indeed. And it's the story that Peter Abram in the Boston Globe wrote about today. He wrote, the John Lester saga will go down as one of the strangest chapters in Red Sox history, and that's saying a lot. In your view, Bill, should they have just shown John Lester the money?
Well, assuming that they could have and that they could have shown him last year enough money so that he would have said, oh, boy, that's such a great deal that I'm not going to become a free agent. But that's not what baseball players do these days. They recognize that the money, the real money, comes when they test the market.
Yeah.
So I'm not at all surprised that he decided to do what he's done. And I kind of like, if I can just step away from Boston for a moment, I kind of like the idea that some people are writing that Lester has gone to Chicago because he sees himself as kind of the Chicago version of what Curt Schilling saw himself to be in Boston. I'm the guy who's going to take him over the top.
Interesting,
after
though,
all these awful years.
Yeah, I haven't won a World Series since 1908. What
right.
do you think? Do you think this puts them in, I don't know, within sight of the promised land?
People who know more about Major League Baseball than I do say that the Cubs have some good players, some young players coming up, and that building a staff around John Lester may not be the worst idea that Theo Epstein ever had.
Hmm. Well, Bill, let's move on from one sad story to some, to a sadder one. The New England Revolution lost in the championships of Major League Soccer last weekend and in heartbreaking fashion.
Now Keane, flag is stayed down. Robbie Keane, yes! The Keane killer instinct is still razor sharp. And he gives the Galaxy the lead.
So with that, Robbie Keane sealed the fate of the Revolution. They lost in extra time by a final score of 2-1. So count them. That's five championships for the LA Galaxy, five defeats for the Revs in championship games. Any bright spots at all for the Revs?
Oh, I think there were bright spots aplenty. The big bright spot is the second half of the season, where the Revolution suddenly became a very effective and successful team, having been a mediocre and unpredictable team for some time earlier in the season. There was a beautiful bright spot in the 85th minute when Teal Bunbury loped one into the goalie's crease and it bounced off the crossbar. A couple inches lower, that ball kicks in instead of kicking out, and the Revs are up 2-1 with, 5-6 minutes to go in the game, and all of a sudden they're looking very good indeed. But, you know, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas.
So, Bill, the win was a big triumph for Landon Donovan in his last game as a pro player. What's his legacy? What does he leave behind?
Well, I think most people think that his legacy is that he was the best player that the U.S. has produced to this point. That's always a little bit of a sketchy conclusion in a team game. And there are people who will say that there are other players who've certainly been more successful coming out of the U.S. and playing in Europe. But Landon Donovan has a heck of a legacy, and MLS hadn't seen a better player.
Bill, finally, before we let you go, what's coming up on your show this week?
Well, we have the famous Only a Game annual gift guide, and I don't know whether we have time to actually hear a little bit from one of the people who's going to present, but this is Valerie from Crystal Creek Boutique, and she has, well, I'll let her describe her game day kick casserole.
The game day kick casserole is a 13 by 9 Pyrex casserole dish, which I etch on the underneath with a football or pretty much anything you can imagine. For people that want NASCAR, well, I'll just write the word NASCAR and maybe put a car in the center. Mm-hmm. But they all keep the kick casserole portion. They love that word.
They love that
Who
word.
Wouldn't?
The kick casserole.
This woman makes these things by hand. And when you've finished everything that's in the dish, you see the word kick casserole on the bottom and your team logo, whatever you like, and a football.
It's worth every bite, I can tell.
Great gift ideas from Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which can be heard right here on WBUR. Saturdays at 7 a.m., again at 7 p.m. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.